Many years ago, there lived a woman in a little house. One day, there was a knock at the door, and she opened it to discover an old, old woman who was needing fed. She took the woman in and gave her food and drink. And in return, the old woman said, "Is there anything I can give you, my dear, for your kindness?" "Oh," said the woman, "I've always wanted a little child, but I will never have one." And the old woman smiled, and from her shawl she drew out a seed. "Take this, my dear, and plant it in a pot and see what happens." Well, the old woman left, and the woman did as she was bid. She put the seed into a pot with mud, and up grew a beautiful plant. And at the top of the plant, there was a bud. And the bud began to get bigger and a bright, bright yellow. It had most beautiful petals. And one day, those petals opened. And within, lying asleep, was a tiny, tiny little girl. Well, the woman was delighted. She called the little girl Thumbelina. She made her a bed out of half a walnut shell, and petals were Thumbelina's blankets. And Thumbelina was a very happy little girl. She was only 5 centimetres high. But she played about on the table, and the woman put a plate there and filled it with water. And then she got a big petal from the garden, and Thumbelina was able to sit on that petal and roll back and forth across the plate. And she sang. Oh, she had a very lovely voice. And she and the woman were very happy together. But one day, old Mrs. Toad was hopping by the house when she heard the sound of delightful singing.
"Oh, that sounds like a very, very nice little bride for my son," she said.
And that night, she hopped up to the window and looked in. And there on the table was half a walnut shell, and inside, the loveliest little girl.
Said old Mrs. Toad,
and she picked up that walnut shell with the sleeping girl, and she took her out the window and down to the slow flowing stream where she and her son lived in the mud. And she showed her son the beautiful little girl.
"Oh, crock, oh, crock,"
that was all her son could say. "This will be your bride, my dear. But you must not wake her. Shh. We must find a way to keep her from running away." In the middle of that slow-flowing stream, there were huge green lily pads, like plates. Each one had a stem down into the mud, and there was a big one right in the middle. So the toad, taking the walnut shell in its mouth, swam out to this lily pad and placed the walnut shell on it, and then swam back to the mud, and she and her son began to prepare a room that would be suitable for such a beautiful little bride. When Thumbelina woke up in the morning, she started to cry, for she did not know where she was. Where was her mother? And when she saw the water all round about her, she knew she could not escape. And then the two ugly, warty toads swam out to the lily pad.
"Good morning, little lassie. Here is your husband-to-be. We're just making a room beautiful for the likes of you."
"No," cried little Thumbelina, "please, no." But they would not listen. They swam back to the mud and left little Thumbelina crying. Well, down below the lily pad in the stream, there were little fish. And when they heard the little girl crying, they put their heads above the water and they saw, oh, what a beautiful little thing she was. Oh, we can't let her marry that ugly toad, they said. And so, down below the lily pad, they jawed through that stem until the lily pad was no longer anchored. And it began to move slowly down the stream. The toads did not notice. And soon that lily pad was far, far away from the toad's house. And the little girl laughed. She was so happy. It was a beautiful day and there were butterflies and there were birds singing. And it was very, very nice. But as she sang, a beetle up in the tree heard her sing. And it flew down and seeing this little lovely lass, he grabbed her with his little legs and flew back up into the tree. Oh, please let me go, said Thumbelina. No, 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 said the beetle. You are very, very lovely. I think I want to marry you. Oh, no, said Thumbelina. The other beetles came crowding round. Oh, what have you got there? This is going to be my wife, said the little beetle. Oh, no, they said. Look at her. She's got a tiny wee waist. Oh, she's an ugly, ugly thing. You can't marry her. Well, they chafed and chafed at the beetle until finally he thought, oh, right enough. She's not as beautiful as us at all. And very kindly and gently, he put her down at the bottom of the tree. I can't marry you after all, he said. Off you go, wee lass. And off went Thumbelina, thinking that she was the ugliest thing in the wood. Well, she had never been by herself before, but she wandered through the long, long grasses that was like a forest to her. And she weaved herself a little bed out of the grass, like a hammock, and she tied it up beneath a huge docken leaf. And she lived off the nectar from flowers, and she sang with the birds, and she got to know all the insects that lived round about her. And so it was all through that spring and summer and the gentle autumn. But as winter took its hand, the days got shorter and darker and much, much colder. And that docken leaf that was like her little house shriveled up and died. And poor little Thumbelina began to get so cold. She had to keep moving, and she moved on and on through that wood that was so huge to her. But one day she came out of that wood, and there in front of her was a cornfield, and all the corn had been harvested, and all that was left was the stubble. But the stubble to her was like a forest in itself, and she wandered through. Her feet and hands were like ice. And then she found a little door. Well, hesitantly, she knocked on it. And the door opened, and there was a beautiful wee field mouse, brown with bright black eyes. Oh, wee lass, she said. Come away in, you look frozen. So Thumbelina was welcomed into a cosy wee house. And there she was fed corn, and soon she was feeling very happy. Well, wee lassie, I think you should stay with me for the whole winter long, otherwise you'll freeze. As long as you sing for me and clean my house, you can stay as long as you like. Oh, Thumbelina was so happy. And she thanked the field mouse, and they lived very happily. But a couple of days later, the field mouse said, Thumbelina, I have a visitor once a week, and it's Mr. Mole. Oh, he's such a handsome fellow in his black
velvet coat, and I think he would make the most wonderful husband for you. He can't see very well, and he likes the dirt. He never ever goes out in the day. But I think he's rich, and I can't think of anybody better to make a husband for you. Well, that very day, Mo came to Mouse's house. Oh, Thumbelina, she was very upset to think of living in the dark with this fellow. He was very polite, but he did not say very much. And a couple of weeks later, Mouse and Thumbelina returned the visit. And in the process, they had to go through a tunnel. Oh, said Mouse, what's this in the tunnel? For almost blocking it was a huge thing. It was quite dark and they couldn't see. And Thumbelina put out her hand and she touched the softest of feathers. It was a bird. Oh, it's a dead bird, said Field Mouse. Oh, quickly get past it. Oh, it's, oh, dearie me, what's it doing in here? Oh, said Thumbelina, the poor thing. Oh, the feathers were so soft, but it was lying still and cold. I think this bird was meant to fly away for the winter and it's not managed. Oh, said the Field Mouse, look, you can just see there's red under its chin and it's got beautiful white feathers on its tummy. I think this was a swallow. Oh, said Thumbelina, it's so beautiful. Well, when they'd returned from their visit to Mo, Thumbelina found she could not sleep. And what she did, she got up and she wove a little mat out of grasses. And then she went out of Field Mouse's house and along to the tunnel and she laid that little blanket across the swallow. And then she put her head down onto the swallow's breast. You poor wee thing, she said. I'm so sorry that you're not living anymore. But as her head touched that little bird's breast, that little bird not being little to Thumbelina, it was like a giant to her, she felt something through the feathers. Dun. Dun, dun. It was the heart of the swallow. The swallow, being so cold, had gone into a torpor. But it was still alive. And as Thumbelina placed that blanket across the little swallow, the swallow had begun to warm up and its heart began to thump harder. You're still alive, said Thumbelina. Well, she rushed back to Field Mouse's house and she brought back other things to keep it warm. And then she brought a bucket with water and she fed it to the swallow. And gradually the swallow began to get stronger until one day the swallow said, oh, little girl, thank you for your help. I injured my wing on a thorn bush just before all the swallows were leaving and I could not fly as fast and I had to rest and then I got cold and I crawled in here and you have saved my life. Well, Thumbelina nursed Swallow back to health and in the springtime, Swallow came out of that burrow and began to exercise its wings. One day when Thumbelina came, Swallow said, I think I'm ready to fly, Thumbelina. Will you come with me? I can fly with you through the air. Oh, said Thumbelina, I would love that, Swallow, but Field Mouse has been very kind to me. I cannot leave her. Very well, said Swallow. Thank you, little lass, for helping me back to life. And off he flew into the air, a bit weak to start with, but soon strengthening. And Thumbelina watched Swallow sadly
as he flew away and away until she saw him no more.
Well, Field Mouse said to Thumbelina, "Thumbelina, in the autumn you will marry Mole. You have to make your bridal dress. Now, I have 4 spiders to help you weave and spin. You've got to stay in the house, and that's what you're going to do all day."
So as the spring grew warmer and the flowers started to perfume and the birds began to sing, poor Thumbelina was stuck in Field Mouse's house. Oh, the thought of marrying Mole and living in the darkness made her so sad. She never smiled. She never sang. And Field Mouse did not seem to notice. Field Mouse was out very busy finding food. And so the summer drearily passed. Now and again in the evening, Thumbelina would look through that corn, which was like a very thick forest now. She could hardly even see the sky, let alone the sun. But she would lift up her face and feel the warmth of it through the corn and sigh sadly. Well, the autumn came, her dress was made, and the day dawned when she would be marrying Mole. And one last time she went out of Field Mouse's house. The corn had all been cut, it was stubble again, and she could see the sky, and she sighed. And just at that moment, who should come by but Swallow flying through the air. "Oh, Thumbelina, I came by hoping I might see you one last time." "Oh, Swallow, it's lovely to see you," she said sadly. "Why are you so sad?"
"I'm going to marry Mole today," said Thumbelina, weeping. "And he lives in the dark, and I will never see the sunlight again."
"Oh, Thumbelina, you cannot do that. Come with me. You could tie yourself onto my back, and I will fly south with you. Please come."
Well, Thumbelina did not need a second telling. Swallow came down and she tied herself on Swallow's back. And although it was a bit hard, Swallow managed to fly up into the air with little Thumbelina on his back. She was not heavy at all, for remember, she was only 5 centimetres high. Well, Swallow flew south with all the other swallows, high, high in the air, and it was very cold for Thumbelina. But as the days passed, they came to warmer places and warmer, until eventually Swallow came to this green, green forest in which there was a tumbled-down white marble building of great age. "Here is my home," said Swallow, "for the winter. I hope you like it."
"Oh, I do," said Thumbelina. "Thank you, Swallow. See, down there on the ground, there's some pretty flowers. I will drop you there." And so Thumbelina was dropped into one of the lovely white flowers that grew amongst the ruins. And what was her surprise to see in the next flower was a little person. A little white prince with a golden crown on his head. When he had seen Swallow descending, he had had an awful fright. But now he looked in surprise and joy at Thumbelina. And Thumbelina looked at him and smiled back.
"Oh," she said.
"Oh," he said. "You are such a beautiful girl." "And you are such a beautiful man," she said. "Will you marry me?"
"I will," said Thumbelina.
And so they got to know each other.
"Oh, I cannot call you Thumbelina," said the little prince. "That is not a very pretty name. I will call you Maya." And so it was that Thumbelina became Maya, and she married
the flower prince, and lived with the flower people for the rest of her days, and Swallow was very happy for Thumbelina. And he returned every winter and saw his little friend, Maya of the flower people.